go find it.
Okay. That's where my glasses.
Dropped on it?
I dropped them and I picked them up. I'm not sure where I put them. Okay, Rabbi Sai, good morning. We're a little bit in between at the moment, not sure what we're going to learn in terms of halacha. I think the Olam doesn't have an appetite at the moment to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara again. So, in these occasions, I've turned to a sefer called Shmiras HaGuf HaNefesh. This sefer was introduced to us by Rabbi David Tugendhaft. The first time that he spoke on a chapter, a few back from what I'm going to discuss today, about whether or not when a lady drinks Havdalah, will she grow a beard? Yeah, that was his subject, and that's discussed here in this sefer. I seem to remember that the conclusion at that time was that no, she will not grow a beard, but he explains where the mistake comes from. In other words, he brings the Makoyos as to where the Torah arose, the people think that. Famous story about the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yoelish, who was staying with one of his Hasidim for Shabbos, and he came, he feared Tish Shalashidus, and they went into the night, and eventually he made Havdalah, and then they had a Rikida. And eventually, the Achsania comes home together with the Rebbe about two and a half hours after Shabbos. And his wife is standing there, and she's sort of looking a bit annoyed. And she says, "Where have you been?" to her husband. She says, "I've been with the Rebbe, and we had the Shalashidas, and we had a Rikida, and we had Havdalah, etc., etc." And she says, "Oh, what about Havdalah for me?" He said, "Well, you know, I haven't made Havdalah yet. It's 2.5 hours after Nacht. Yeah, what about me?" So he says, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can make Havdalah for you. I've already heard Havdalah from the Rebbe. I was Yoitzer, etc." So she says, "We'll sort it out." So he went and asked the Rebbe. And he asked the Rebbe, "Can I make Havdalah for her?" So the Rebbe said, "Tell her she can make Havdalah for herself." So he went back and told her, his wife. The Rebbe says, "You can make Havdalah for yourself. You could have made 2.5 hours ago, but you can make Havdalah for yourself now." So she said, "Send a message back to the Rebbe saying, I'm not prepared to drink the Havdalah, because if I drink the Havdalah, everybody knows that I'll grow a beard." Yeah. So the Chosid goes back to the Rebbe and says, "My wife says that she can't drink the Havdalah because she'll grow a beard." So the Rebbe said to the Chosid, he said, "Tell your wife, yeah, you've been making Havdalah for 40 years, yeah, and he was clean shaven. So he said, you've been making Havdalah for 40 years and you haven't grown a beard, so she's got nothing to worry about." I'll call upon him. That's where the sefer comes from. Shmiras HaGuf HaNefesh.
I'll call upon him.
Yeah. Rabbi Yitzchok Lerner, the author of the sefer, is one of the Magidish here in Torahway when he comes to London, usually for a simcha of one of his Talmidim. He's a Magachi. He has a very good koilel in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, where a number of people that I know, including one of my sons, has got smicha. And I found an interesting chapter. I don't understand it myself. It's Simon Kuf Nun Hei in Chelik Beis of Sefer Shmiras HaGuf HaNefesh, and the title of it is Kriyas Benoi Shem Shmuel VeYehuda. Whether you're allowed to use the name Shmuel and Yehuda as a name for a child. Kriyas Bonov B'Shem Avram Yitzchok VeYaakov. And also whether or not you can call a child Avram Yitzchok or Yaakov, or maybe Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. Again, interesting story. I spoke to Clive Rosenfeld. So I spoke to Clive Rosenfeld, who's a regular, the father of Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld, our Magid Shir, and a regular, well, till recently he was quite a regular member of Torah Way, coming every day. And I asked him about the authorized Selichas and the authorized Kinnis are authored by a Avram Yitzchok Yaakov Rosenfeld. If you look inside the page, yeah, it says that Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. So I asked him, I said, who is this Rosenfeld related to you? I thought it was his father, and I thought he was the Rovin Kinlos. It turns out it was his uncle, I think. Or was it his father?
Lionel Rosenfeld.
No, or grandfather? It's Lionel Rosenfeld's father.
Yes.
Oh, Lionel Roosevelt. So it's his uncle. Yeah? It's his father's brother, Lionel Roosevelt. He said to me, interesting. So I said, where did the name of Rom Yitzchok Yaakov come from? So he said that his grandmother lived in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, in the old city, and his grandmother had the mother of Lionel Roosevelt's father and Clive Roosevelt's father, two brothers. Yeah, she had two sons, and I think she had two sons, and then she had a 13-year gap, right, until she had another child. Because she was mapped a number of times, she had a number of miscarriages. She went to the Kosel and she davened to the Rabbeinu Shalom and she said, please, you know, allow me to become pregnant again and to go through to term and give birth. And if I have a boy, I will name him Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov after the Shlosha Ovois. If I have a girl, it'll be Sora Rivka Rochav Aleo after the Abai Mois. And eventually she gave birth, she was zoicha to a child, she carried to term. And she gave birth to this Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov Rosenfeld. That's why she called him Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. He became later on, many years later, the chazan in Kinloss and the author of the authorized Slichas and the authorized Kinnis. So we'll speak about the name tomorrow.
I had a boy in my class called
started in a Thingaway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Koftes Tishri, 21st of October, Rabbi Mendel Gordon Schlitter, how scientific advances help us come close to Mashiach. This week's Torah is sponsored by the Nusrim of Tzipi Itzkovitz, Hatichia, and Shimi Simons, Nereyoya. Chasna take place in Mitz Hashem on Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh, Yehi Rotzen Shimon and Bais, Neman, B'Yisrael, Hashem, L'Selo, and also Lil Nishmas, Yosef Ben Reb Shimon, Mechol Tzvi Itzkovitz, from the Rabbah.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for inviting me. Parshas Noach this week. And in Parshas Noach, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, we read that B'shnas Sheish Meis Shana L'chaye Noach, the 600 years into the life of Noach, Niftachu Komainis Tehoim Rabba, there was the opening of all the fountains of the great deep, V'arubais HaShamayim Niftachu, and the windows of heaven opened. Says the Zayir HaKadosh, Zayir Chelak Aleph, Taf Kuf Yud Zayin, Aleph perhaps. It says, and a prediction, based on this pasuk, that B'shit Me'eshona, L'Shvi'ah, 600 years into, into the 6th millennium, there'll be an explosion of the Minus HaChachma D'La'ela, there'll be an explosion of the fountains of the gates of wisdom of above will open, and the fountains of wisdom from below. Which the Mefarshei Hazayir explained that at this time there'll be great innovation, great revelation, both in the Chachmas of the Leila and the wisdom from above, which refers to Chachmas HaTorah. So there'll be tremendous revelations in Pnimius HaTorah, and the fountains of the deep means in the sciences. Also be great advances, great discoveries and inventions in the scientific world. And we actually saw this fulfilled. Because around that time, we're talking about the beginning, the 600 years into the 6th millennium, is approximately 1840. And that's the time when the Svarim of Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov began to become published. And there was new revelations in Hizgalus of Pnimius HaTorah, accessible to all in the most incredible way, and at the same time tremendous advances in the scientific realm. The Industrial Revolution and all its manifestations developed approximately around that time. And if you think about it, it's quite phenomenal, because the human mind has been around for 5,786 years, and there were great minds without a doubt, and for some odd reason all these inventions and discoveries that have taken place over the last 200 years, the human mind, for some reason, didn't manage to work them out. And suddenly, over the last 200 years, incredible discoveries and inventions and advances in the scientific realm have developed and become available, and it's transformed life completely. And it's very difficult to explain why suddenly, at this point, the human mind became capable of discovering all these things that it wasn't capable of discovering before. But when you read it in the Zohar, this is the way the Eibishter set things out, that, and the words of the Zohar is, La'ala b'shviyah, that all this is to prepare us to enter into the Elif HaShvi, the Yom Shekulei Shabbos, U'menucha L'chayi Olamim. This is all preparation for Yemei HaMashiach. As we're coming closer to Mashiach, there's new revelations in Torah, and new revelations in the sciences, which are preparing the world for Yemei HaMashiach. So the obvious question is, new revelations in Torah, we understand how they bring us closer to Yemei HaMashiach. Because the more the wisdom of Hashem is made accessible, and the more the wisdom of Hashem is made available, and the more it's revealed, we're getting closer to a world of Malah Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem, Kamayim Layam Mechasim. The world is filled with the knowledge of Hashem like the waters fill the sea. That's what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. So as there's greater revelations in Torah, and greater accessibility to the secrets of Torah, we understand that Malah Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem, Kamayim Layam Mechasim, we're moving in that direction. However, what do the revelations and the discoveries and inventions in the scientific realm have to do with bringing the world closer to a time of Malah Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem, that the world is filled with the knowledge of Hashem? You would think, sometimes you can question that. Is it really, is are the discoveries and the inventions of science actually bringing us closer to a world of Malah Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem? Or perhaps you think sometimes that they're darkening the world and making it more difficult to recognize Hashem. So I'd like to approach this from three perspectives, one at a time. First of all, let's begin with the premise that Chazal tell us, Kol Masha Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ilamai Lo'i Broi Ela L'Chvedai. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created in this world, He has created for one and only purpose, and that is to glorify Him. L'Chvedai, for the glory of Hashem. So whether we see how something is directly connected with glorifying Hashem, like building a beautiful Beis Medrash like this, or we don't see how it's directly connected with glorifying Hashem, like planting trees in China, at the end of the day, we believe that Kol Masha Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ilamai Lo'i Broi Ela L'Chvedai. If you open up many of the Sfarim, you'll see they say printed in China, because the trees that were planted in China are later chopped down and turned into paper, and that paper prints Sfarim for Yidden to be able to learn Torah. And that is true about those things that we can recognize how they are instrumental L'Chvedai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those things that we don't yet recognize how they are instrumental L'Chvedai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we believe B'Emunah Shleimah that Kol Masha Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'Olamai, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created in this world, Lo'i Broi Ela L'Chvedai, He's created only for His glory. So in one way or another, it's meant to be used for Avedas Hashem. Now, scientific discoveries, besides the fact that the human mind is a creation of Hashem, and the timing of when the human mind is capable of developing what type of inventions and discoveries is all what Hashem has placed into the human mind. Also, the human being doesn't create anything new. He only discovers what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed into creation. So when it comes, for example, to, let's say, the invention of the radio. So the invention of the radio is not something that a human being has created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed into the Teva HaBriya, into the nature of creation, the concept of radio waves. And the idea of the fact that there is the technology is available for satellite and for all, this has all been placed into the Teva HaBriya from the beginning. The question is only when man has discovered that the creation has within it the capacity for all these things. So we're talking here about Kol Masha Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'Olamai. We're talking about everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created in this world. He's created the capacity within the world for these things to take place. And He's created the wisdom in the human mind for the human being to discover these things. So it's all included in Kol Masha Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'Olamai.
I looked earlier.
As I said, as the Zohar says, La'Allah B'Shviyah. When it comes the time that we need to be prepared to enter into the Yom Shekulei Shabbos U'menucha L'chayi Olamim, it's coming the time when Mashiach is imminent, and the world needs to be prepared for Malah Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem Kamayim L'Yom Mechasim, for the world to be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, like the waters cover the sea. V'ro kol basar yachdav kipi Hashem diber. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed into the Teva HaBriya certain phenomenon which is going to prepare us and make us closer to the time when Malah Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem, V'ro kol basar yachdav kipi Hashem diber, as I will explain.
does that not mean that before 1840 Moshiach couldn't come?
I believe the answer to that question, I was expecting that question. I believe the answer to that question is that there are many efanim how Mashiach can come, and you can skip certain stages because the Eibishter can make it all happen in a crash, efan. But the Seder, the way the Zayah predicts it's going to be Lamaisa, is that it's going to, there's a process. Can the, there's Be'ita, there's Achishena. That process could be and you say fast forwarded. We always say Achakalei b'chol yom sheyaveh. We expect Mashiach every single day. But the prediction that the Zayah Al Seder isn't this Eifel. So coming back to our discussion about the advances of science. We're speaking about V'ro nigla kveit Hashem, the glory of Hashem will be revealed. V'ro kol basar yachdav kipi Hashem diber, that all flesh will see how the mouth of Hashem was spoken, which means that from a gashmizdik, a flesh perspective, we'll be able to understand and perceive the presence of Hashem in our lives. So we have the mashal of Mishnah. Mishnah says, istakel b'shleish advari, meinat abali de'aveir. Look at three things, you won't come to an aveir. One of the three things, dam alam ayla mimach, know what is above you, ayin raya, there's an eye that sees everything. There's an ear that hears everything. And as a result of the fact there's an eye that sees everything and an ear that hears everything, everything is recorded. So take a Yid in the shtetl a few hundred years ago. He was learning this Mishnah. So he learned in the Mishnah that the Eberstein has an eye that sees everything. He has an ear that hears everything. So he believed the Amunah Pshuta that if the Mishnah says so, it must be the case. He didn't really understand how is such a thing possible. Because our eyes can only see up to the wall. Whatever's going on the other side of the wall, we can't see. And if you're outside in an open field, you can see to a certain distance. Past that distance, you can't see. And how far can you hear? So depending on the soundproofing of the room, you can hear either what's going on in this room, or what's going on in the next room, or perhaps the room after. You can, if you're in an open field, you can only hear up to a certain distance. But to understand the concept that you can, that there's an eye that can see everything going on across the world, and all the Eilumus Al Yainim, and from the Eilumus Al Yainim to all the Eilumus Tachtainim, that there's an ear that can hear everything that's going on everywhere in the world, in every single realm, in every single place. It's something which you can only approach with Amunah Pshuta, with simple faith. There's nothing in our experience that can help us relate to it. But then when discoveries like radio and telephone and later video calling came into our experience, so concepts like Ayin Raya and Eizen Shemaas are no longer foreign to us. We have a regular experience that people can sit in London and speak on the telephone to someone in Australia, thousands and thousands of miles away, and instantaneously, the person in Australia hears what you're saying in London, and the person in London hears what's being said in Australia. And with video calling, not only can you hear, you can also see. So you can see every movement, every little detail of movement that's going on in the other end of the world, you can see in this part of the world. So concepts like Ayin Raya v'Eizen Shemaas are no longer foreign to us. So it's not something that we have to believe b'Emunah Shleima. It's not only something we have to understand with the Ein HaSeichel, that the eye of the intellect can conceptualize such a concept can exist, but rather, Vero called Basar Yachdav. It's something which the flesh can appreciate. It's pashut part of our Gashmistic experience in Gashmistic life. And the Cheshbon of Hanoita Eizen, Hala Yishma, the Eberster who created the ear, can surely hear. Hayotzer Ayin, the one who formed the eye, Hala Yabit, can surely see. So the Eibishter who created this capacity in the world, that you can hear what's going on in every other part of the world right now, and instantaneously you can get a perfect hearing of everything going on in the other part of the world, or you can get a perfect view of everything going on the other side of the world, instantaneously, surely has that capacity within himself. That's why he was able to implant that into the world. So concepts like Ayin Raya v'Eizen Shemaas no longer necessitate a Munah or even using the Ein HaSeichel to develop to go from stage to stage to come to a conclusion that surely the Eberster is Kel Yachol and he can manage to see what we can't see, he can manage to hear what we can't hear. It goes far beyond that. It's Mamish V'ro called Basar Yachdav Ki pi Hashem diber. So we understand that it's famous that the Chafetz Chaim said that from all the modern inventions we can learn lessons in Eidos Hashem. He was famously quoted for saying that from the telephone you can learn as was mered da herkman darten, that what is spoken here is heard over there, and from the telegraph you learn as mitzolfa yedavart, that you pay for every word. Right? Chafetz Chaim was famously quoted making those statements. So the idea that the modern inventions can be used to teach us Hayros and Avedas Hashem, to teach us lessons in Avedas Hashem, is quite obvious. And if we remember that Kol Mashabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'Lamay Le'Bray El L'Chvei Deyn, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world was created only for His glory, to glorify Hashem, to intensify and our relationship with Hashem, then we can understand how these inventions exist to benefit us, that we should be able to come prepare ourselves for the time of Malach Aretz Deyes Hashem and Ro'el Kavasa Yachdav Kipi Hashem Dibur. Now, perhaps it needs to be clarified. This doesn't in any way give a heter to involving oneself in secular studies in colleges and universities, which is something which obviously any person that's negayed to we need to very carefully discuss with his Rav, with his Madrich, with his Meir Derech, because obviously there is a lot of danger involved, because unfortunately there are people that misconstrue these ideas and are using them in the wrong direction, and it could be very dangerous. And we know that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the Rambam and the Ramban, who are a very, very high Madrega and appreciating Achdus Hashem and appreciating everything in the world is only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were safe to be Isaac in these inyanim, because by them it was only a tool for enhancing their Avedas Hashem and for a better understanding of the Torah of the Eibishter. But someone who's not necessarily in that Madrega, it could be dangerous. And those that say the famous Teretz is Mirvet is Nitzchatten, it's not going to be a problem for me, I'm okay. So we know that a Tzadik Gomor, it was 120 years old, on his 120th birthday, says Birchas HaShachar in the morning, and he davens to the Eberster from the bottom of his heart, Al tibi enu lidei nisayin. Don't bring us to an asayin. So no matter where a person is holding, he needs to be careful not to place himself into situations that bring him to an asayin. Now we are discussing the concept in itself. Now the concept in itself is actually, has the power within it to help us come closer to a greater appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and a greater awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and therefore can intensify our and enhance our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, everything we've said now, till now, is talking about using these discoveries and inventions in the way they are normally used and learning certain lessons in Avedas Hashem from them. However, we can take it a step further. Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah that Lehaya Ha'elam Roy Lishtamish Bezahav. Gold is so precious that the world is not really worthy of using gold. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create gold in the world if the world isn't worthy of using gold? Teretz is Lehnivra El Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. Since the Mishkan, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is going to be revealed, needs to be made of gold, right? First of the components that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us to use in the Mishkan, building of the Mishkan, is Zohar, Chesef, and Nechashos. And the Beis HaMikdash has a tremendous amount of gold used in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And they are worthy of gold. So therefore, gold was created in order it should be used in the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take away Bechira, so a person has the option of using gold in other places as well. But that's not what its intention was for. Adarabi, he's insulting the gold by using it for things which are not Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. And there are various unique things which Chazal point out are very, very special. And they are specifically intended for Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash for Avedas Hashem. Since the Zayar says that these developments, which took place approximately around the time of the 600 years into the 6th millennium, are there for the purpose of La'ala B'Shviyah, to prepare us for Yavais HaMashiach, prepare us for the time of Malach Haaretz Deyes Hashem Kamayim L'Yam Mechasim. So it's understood that this is what they're intended for. And if this is what they're intended for, then this is what they're primarily meant to be used for. Now, when we talk about Mala Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem, the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. So going back some time ago, you can have a shir. You can have a few hundred people in a room, and I could shir teaching Torah in the most beautiful way, in Pnimiyas HaTorah, Seydes HaTorah, and hundreds of people can hear it once. But Mala Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem, that the world should be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, that's you have to have many, 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 many rooms of hundreds of people learning Torah from many Magid Shir in order for that to happen. And it has to be across the globe in every single corner of the globe. Comes along modern technology and brings in new phenomena that it's possible for a Magid Shir to sit in one place and give a Shir. And by the technology that's available, that Shir can be heard instantaneously in every single corner of the globe. And the fact is that today, that is what's happening. There are, by the use of modern technology, there are thousands and thousands and thousands Ken Yirbu of Yidden across the globe who every single day are learning Torah in the most phenomenal way. There are Shas, and there's Rambam, and there's Chumash, and there's Tanya, and there's Fakut Torah, and so many different Shiurim available today through technology, and people in every corner of the globe, they're Yidden in Asia and in Africa, who are completely separated from all other, from Jewish communities. And nevertheless, with the push of a button, they can connect with the beauty of Torah on a daily basis. And there's Kenai Nahara, so many Yidden across the globe who are benefiting from it, and it's transforming their lives. We're literally seeing the concept of Malo Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem, Kamayim L'Yam Mechasim. Now, to point out an interesting thing, when it comes to radio waves, what happens if a shear is being given through radio waves? And there's a place in the world where nobody's switching on the radio. Are the Divrei Torah arriving in that place or not? They're filling the radio waves. Whether somebody is switching on the radio to take the radio, to draw it down into their ears or not, is still the presence of Divrei Torah are still filling that place. The radio waves are a Metzias Gashmi that is filled with Divrei Torah in that place. Alachas Kama V'Kama, if somebody's actually downloading it and actually benefiting from it in the way that they're hearing it. Which is Baruch Hashem what's happening in so many places in the world. So when we ask ourselves, what is the Kavanah, what is the intention of the existence of all these inventions, of all this technology? Then first and foremost, as Yidden who believe that the world was created, Bereshis Bara L'Kimas HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz, last week said, Rashi says, Bereshis is Beis Reshis B'Shvil HaTeirah Sh'Nikras Reshis, U'Mishvil Yisrael Sh'Nikru Reshis. So as we explained before, that this technology is the Eivishter's creation. The Eivishter created the capacity for this technology to be discovered. And the Eivishter created the human mind who has discovered all this. So this is all the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's part of Bereshis Bara L'Kimas HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz, B'Shvil HaTeirah B'Shvil Yisrael. So these things exist for the purpose of Yidden being able to access Chachmas HaTorah, including Seydes HaTorah, in a way that's unprecedented. And Dafke, when it came to Shismei Shana, which he saw, as the Zohar says, when we need La'Allah B'Shviyah, when we need to prepare ourselves to enter into the Yom Shekulei Shabbos and Menuchah L'Chayei Olamim, that all this has become available. It's possible to use it for other things. So we said before, the Eibush doesn't take away the Bechira, and you can use it for other things also. In fact, it can also be used for negative things. And unfortunately, it's being used for negative things. But it doesn't take away from the main purpose of which it exists. And if time allows, I'll just use an analogy for this. There's a Maimer Chazal that HaMagbiya Yadei Al Chaveinoi Nikra Rasha. One who raises his hand against his friend, it's called a Rasha. We learned from Pasuk, Vayemer LaRasha Lo Masakir Yecha. So the famous question is asked, a Rasha you're only called if you commit an Aveda. If you don't commit an Aveda, you're not called a Rasha. The Aveda is hitting the other person. If he's Magbiya Yadei Al Chaveri, he hasn't hit him yet, why is he called a Rasha? So there are many answers to this question. One of the answers is that what's a Yad? The Eibishter created us with a hand. We are a Nishtalshol from Lamayla. We say in Pasuk HaLiyo, Chesed Draya Yamina. Chesed is the Eibishter's right hand. The reason that we have a right hand is to be able to perform chesed. So the Eibishter gave us a hand to be able to put money in the pushka, to be able to do a yid a favor, to be able to do chesed. So the whole existence of our hand, of our arm, is for the purpose of doing chesed. When a person is magbia yaday al chaverim, when a person raises his hand against another person to hit him, he's nikra rasha because he's totally off track. He's taking something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created purely for the purpose of doing chesed and suggesting that it's going to be used for the opposite. That is completely off track. Al derech zeh binyaneinu, when you think about the fact that the internet and all the modern technology was created solely for the purpose of preparing the world for Malach Haaretz, Deyes Hashem Kamayim L'Yam Mechasim, you realize how ridiculous it is that somebody should even consider using it for things that are distancing us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes?
If you say that all these modern inventions were to enable Mashiach to come and the world to find out about it, why have we been davening for Mashiach for the last 100,000 years when he couldn't have come? Because the
So again, I answered this before and I'm going to say it, but kitzur again. Mashiach can come every single day. And he could have come. When the first Beis HaMikdash was built, it could have been a Mikdash Hashem Kenu Yadecha. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about this in the Shira. Could have happened right away. That is, there is Be'ita and there's Achishena. There's the system, how it's set out to be. And Yidden always have the Keach to make it happen quicker. So if Mashiach is meant to come tomorrow, we can make it happen today. That's for sure. With the process, without the process. But when we see certain things developing in the world, we have to be able to identify in them how they are bringing us closer to Mashiach and they strengthen our Emunah in Mashiach. Let me just add one more dimension to this. And that is, everything we've said until now is taking that, saying that technology in essence is a secular concept, but we can use it to serve Hashem. Take it one step further. We know that one of the tremendous things that will become clear when Mashiach comes, the unity of Hashem will become clear and revealed in the world. Now, as science is advancing, so at some time back, science spoke about elements, 100-something elements. So there's this, and there's this, and there's this. The world is a very complex place. It's made up of many different elements. As science is advancing, they're coming to the recognition that that's not really the case. What it really boils down to is, call it electrons, protons, and neutrons that are combined in different ways. Matter and antimatter, in short. That's what it's all about. It's only a question of how it's combined. Now, why is that being recognized in the Bria, in the creation? That really there's an Achdus in the Bria. There's a tremendous unity in the Bria. It all boils down to one thing, just a question of how it's put together and how it's constructed. Because the Getlichkeit, the Elokus, which creates and recreates the creation every split second, is Hashem Echad U'Shmei Echad. The Eibishter is one and singular. And the singularity and unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest and projected in the creation. And dafke, in the development of scientific discovery and scientific invention, this is becoming clearer and clearer from moment to moment, the unity of the creation, and which is really, if you put on the right pair of glasses, you see right away how the unity in the creation is really a manifestation of the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So coming to a time when the Achdus Hashem will be revealed in the world, so the developments and the progress of science and technology makes it clearer and clearer how a world which appeared to be very complex at first glance, and science has discovered how the unity and the simplicity of all existence is just a question of combining the same things. And the way that it's explained in Sifrei Chassidus, how the Dvar Hashem is the creation is called Dibur, and just like speech is combined, you have 22 letters taking the same Hevel, Hadibur, and combining it in different ways, but it's all the Dvar Hashem. So whether it's a table or a chair or a tree or a river or whatever it is, a giraffe, it's all Dvar Hashem combined in different ways. That is becoming manifest and becoming clear to us in the way science is explaining and seeing and understanding how it's all the unity in the creation is all a different, only a question of how it's combined and put together so that it comes out in the way that it comes out. Well, the Eibishter help from that we should take use everything that is made available to us only for the right reasons, and we use it to enhance and to bring nearer and quicker the time of Nigla Kveit Hashem, Bero Kabasa Yachtav Bi Hashem Diber, Malah Haaretz Deyes Hashem Kamayim Liyam Mechasim, and the Bayoyim Ahu Yi Hashem Echad Ushmei Echad, from Ayem Ahu, which become Ayem Hazeh, and we should be Zeicha to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, Lemheira v'yameinu, Amen v'amen.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.